Blog Talk Radio.
As you may or may not know, we have
designated a toll-free number for our listeners. If you would like to call into the station, there is no charge to you. We have a toll-free number designated just for you, and that number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. We welcome your comments and your feedback, whatever you would like to present to the Old Ship of Zion. We would be delighted to hear from you. And we have also implemented, before the start of each program, we have implemented prayer. And we would like for you and those of you that will to bow your head with me as we go into prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your serenity and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardon of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their souls. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, and we shall all say amen and amen. And I just want to say, emphasize once again, that I thank you, my faithful and loyal listeners, because I bring to you each week is what God give unto me. I never come before you with anything made up. Whatever I present to you is what God has given to me. It's a divine call of God in every message that I bring. And so I hope that what I bring to you will be just an uplift for your daily walk with God and to help you in your endeavors and your pathway to a new life with Christ. And you that may not know the Lord, if you have been thinking about, you know, kind of changing your lifestyle for the better, I would really implement Jesus. I would like to present Jesus to you and introduce to others that I serve a Savior that can cleanse you from all right unrighteousness and to make you as white as snow. And so we're going to not prolong any more preliminaries. We're going to go on into our theme for tonight. And our theme for tonight is Soldier in the Army of the Lord. Now, we are ambassadors of Christ. We're fighting to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even at a high state level, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And I want to just minister to you out there in our listening audience on tonight that you know this soldier label that we're labeled with, I tell you, it encounters a big job. And being a soldier, I'm not talking about a soldier enlisted in the army. That's not the type of soldier I'm talking about. The soldier that I'm talking about is a soldier for the sole purpose of winning souls to the kingdom of God. That is our solemn duty. That is our oath when we are presented in the line of ministry. We are saying to God, God, I want to be a soldier in your army. And that is going into his vineyard, searching out and seeking out those which are lost. We are to witness to those along the highway and the byway of our life. As we go to and for, as we commute from one destination to another, we meet folks from all walks of life, all creed and color, from all denominational background. So we can really exchange what we have learned down through time. As we have kept God's word and we have hidden God's word deep rooted down in our heart, then we can share that with the ones that we meet along the way. To the ones that might know Christ, we're just sharing and caring in this world. We are messengers of Christ as well. But being a soldier of Christ encounters, a whole scope of things, because we have to be willing and able to assist whenever we are needed. If you notice a soldier, when he's out there on the field, he's got to make sure that all his soldiers is got what they need. They armored. They got to make sure that they have their armored gear and their backpacks and their weapons, and food, and water, and so on and so forth. They have to make sure that they have everything that they need to go for battle. Well, that's the same thing that we have to encounter as being soldiers in the army of the Lord. Now, being a soldier mean that you're going to be ridiculed in this life. Being a soldier means that you're going to be scandalized by your name. You're going to be scandalized. Being a soldier in the army of the Lord means that some of us will be put to death for the sake of the gospel. Some of us, hallelujah, is going to be put through tests and trials, and we shall go through tribulations. We're going to be tested of our faith for the sole purpose of our belief, because people is going to approach us. And they're going to ask us, what is our take on Christ? Will you stand and be ridiculed, be talked about, your name scandalized, be spit upon, be tortured, be brutalized for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Or will you sell out and deny God? And say, hey, I don't know God. Because if I admit that I know God, then I'm going to be killed. I'm going to be put in prison. I'm going to be beaten. I'm going to be scorned. I'm going to take a lashing. I'm going to take a beating. See, these are the things that we're going to encounter as being soldiers in the army of the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, those of you that's listening out there tonight in our digital radio land, if you don't stand for something, then you're going to fall for anything. I come to let you know on tonight that you are either going to be a soldier or you're going to be a weakling. You're going to be a man or you're going to be a mouse. You're going to stand up for Jesus, or you're going to sell out for Satan. So the Bible says, choose ye this day who you're going to serve, for you can't serve both Satan and God. They can't be in the same household together. A godly spirit and demonic spirit cannot live in the same household, for there's going to be some confusion in the home. There's got to be peace in the home. There's got to be soundness. There can't be chaos in the house, because where there's chaos, then there's going to be trouble. So we as soldiers in God's army, we're going to have to stand for our belief in Christ and on Christ's word. Hallelujah. And you can know that when you stand on the word of God, there is laid up in wait for you is a starry crown and a long white robe. And I'd like for you to follow me over into the law of 2 Timothy, hallelujah, 2 and 3. And it reads like this: thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It says, no man that wart entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So we know that if we labor in the army of the Lord, our reward will be a crown of life, eternity, life with God. Hallelujah. And I just want to read a little bit to you, because I know that our time is of an essence, and I definitely want to use it wisely. And so I would just like for you to listen and bring your chair a little closer to the radio. Now, we find that when Paul told Timothy to study, and that 2 Timothy 2:15 says, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not rightly dividing the word of truth. And Paul told Timothy to study as one approved by God. Now, he wasn't instructing Timothy to do well in school and read a lot of books. But Paul advised properly by a group of false intellectuals who enjoy inquiring about words. We read in verse 14, 16 to 17. And it was not as if Timothy or Paul actually had any books on the Christian faith. Nobody did. None had been written yet. The canon was not established. But Paul's letters had been fully circulated yet. The Christian faith depended upon what we call an oral tradition. But the Christian teaching that Timothy knew according to this oral tradition were quite sound. They had been lived out his home by mother and grandmother, who demonstrated an unformed faith. At 1 and 5 says, and Timothy had heard and seen much of Paul's own faith. Paul admonished Timothy, his son in the gospel, to remember he heard and to entrust it to faithful gospel. To remember what he heard and who had also shall be able to teach others. Paul told him that if he took his suffering like a good soldier, faithfully sharing and living what he had heard, he would be approved by God. We have a multitude of books now, an enormous written tradition, and we should read them quite carefully. But the witness of our lifestyle and the sincerity of our faith are still what really counts between God. And these are what a leader needs to have to share the gospel with integrity. And I just want you to know tonight that we are to be soldiers in God's army. That means witnesses. That means going out to the hospital, going out to the nursing home, going out to the psychiatric ward, going out to the prison, into the prison walls, and ministering the word of God to the men and women there behind the prison walls. Being a soldier meaning to, if you don't have a chair, you will sit on the curb. Hallelujah. Being a soldier, if you see somebody hungry, stop and offer them a little food. Being a soldier mean if you see somebody that's thirsty, mean that you will stop and offer them a drink. Being a soldier mean if you see somebody naked, you will order and see if they need clothing to put on their back. Being a soldier mean, hallelujah, going out in the cold, going out in the rain, going out into the darkness, going out into that is unknown, because God, his God and his angelic angels count all around about us. There will be no harm to come against us. Hallelujah. Because God got his designated army of angels that's posted on their designated post, watching over his disciples. We are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We are the ministers of Christ. We are the messengers of Christ. And our job is to go into the world and preach God's gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized. He that believeth not shall be damned. So we got to go out there as a hard soldier into the highway, into the byway, and tell those that don't know Christ in the pardon of their sins that there sits a Savior that died out on Calvary Cross over 2,000 light years ago, and he died for you and he died for me. He died for this sinful world. Hallelujah. For if God had not died, you and I would not be in existence on today. And I just thank God for grace, and grace never leave home without mercy. I thank God for this opportunity to come on this radio dial and to preach God's gospel to a dying world, to a corrupt world that feel like they don't need God, feel like they are too intelligent for God. They don't need God. They got all of their education. They got the PhD degree, they got the AA degree, they got the MA degree, they got the doctorate degree, but I'm here to tell you that I don't care what degree you have, if you don't know God in the pardon of your sins, your end results is eternal darkness, eternal hell, that bottomless hell that God called the pit, and it is labeled the bottomless pit. So I am asking you tonight that if you don't know God, I would ask you to get to know God before it's too late. We're living in our last days right now. And the reason that God has not cracked that cloud is because God knows that it's still some more souls out there that would like to get to know God, would like to have a relationship with God in the pardons of their sins. And the prayers of the righteous one, they are putting their petition for God to give us a little bit more time that we can witness to that one last soul that don't know God. Hallelujah. For them to get to know God. So they will have a life of Christ embedded in them before God come back after his church. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you and you and you that's out there in our listening digital audience on tonight. I thank God for you, and I want you to continue to tune in to the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord can be felt. Hallelujah. And I want you to go in God as God go in you. And I hope and pray, hallelujah, Jesus, that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, hallelujah. And until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. And I'm just going to say a few more words before I turn you on a little music as we exit our program on tonight. I want you to get to know God, you that's out there in our listening audience. For God is the best thing that ever happened to mankind and womankind. I guarantee you, when you get to know God, you'll wonder what it took you so long. Because one thing about it, God was never lost. We was the one that was lost. We was the one that was out there in sin and shame. We was out there in our mess. And God came and rescued us from ourselves, from eternal darkness. God rescued us. Won't you allow God to rescue you tonight? I double dare you. You can lift your hands right where you're standing and admit that you are a sinner. Acknowledge that you are a sinner and invite God into your life. He will take up housekeeping in your heart. He will put his spirit and indwell it down in your soul. And you will become a new man, a new woman. So I would just like for you to give God a try. When you've tried the rest, come try the best. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. So I would just like for you to let the music fill your heart on tonight and your spirit. Until we meet again, you go in God as God go in you. Bye for now. We'll let the music take it out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.